Supporters say the mandate will help a growing number of families whose children have a condition that is both difficult to deal with and expensive to treat. Beloit Democratic Senator Judy Robson says making insurance coverage available will encourage families to treat their children early for autism, which will give them a better shot of living productive lives.
To deny these children, to deny these families the opportunity to have behavioral treatment that will make a difference and normalize them would be just cruel.
Robson's proposal was included in the budget Governor Jim Doyle introduced last year, but Republican leadership had it taken out of the final product. Senate Republican Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says this plan will also fail. He chided Democrats for not trying to reach an agreement on improving autism treatment that everyone could support.
You know, after today is over, nothing has really been accomplished. And you're fooling the families, which is the most unfortunate part about this. They believe that something is actually getting done here today.
While Fitzgerald voted against the plan, seven of his Republican colleagues in the Senate joined all Democrats in supporting it. The plan now heads to the State Assembly, where it may not get a vote before the session ends. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.